The state budget crisis, of course, won't spare New York City's services. One that may take a big hit is public libraries. Supporters say 40 branches could be closed if proposed cuts aren't restored. WNYC's Beth Fertig decided to wade into the budget debate and see if that threat is real. She has this report.
Libraries are always on the chopping block during the budget season. Aggrieved New Yorkers take to the steps of City Hall every June, lobbying to save their libraries.
Funding will be reduced by $404 million.
Okay, maybe not that much. Second grader David Chang read the number wrong on a bright orange flyer about budget cuts. He'd come to City Hall with classmates from PS1 in Chinatown.
Open.
Angela Montefanese handles communications for the New York Public Library System, which includes Manhattan, the Bronx, and Staten Island.
For New York Public, we face a $37 million proposed cut. That's the harshest the institution has ever faced.
So harsh that six-day service could suffer and 40 branch libraries could close. In the past, the libraries have relied on the city council to restore most of the mayor's proposed cuts. Political observers call this the budget dance. City Councilman Vincent Gentile of Brooklyn says he expects some restorations, but probably not as much as in previous years.
We're working under conditions that we've never worked under before in terms of the economy and what we're looking at, ballooning deficits. So in past years, when the cuts were proposed, we were able to find money. I think we're going to have to do some creative things this year to find money.
Gentile says the entire library system is $77 million short. City Hall disputes that number, but Gentile says the mayor's leaving out money the council restored last year and which needs to be added back again this year to maintain existing services. With that in mind, the libraries are planning for layoffs, with 320 in Queens alone. Lauren Comito, a young adult librarian at the Flushing branch, already got the equivalent of a pink slip.
As of August 15th, if the budget doesn't pass in a favorable way, I will no longer have a job.
That would put her among the ranks of unemployed people who she says are relying on libraries now to search for jobs online or take free classes to improve their English. Not to mention everyone else using libraries.
We have 50 different languages that we have materials in, and we have all the different immigrant communities come into Flushing Library. It's one of the busiest library buildings in the entire country.
The libraries are counting on that popularity now to fight the budget cuts. About 200,000 signatures were delivered to City Hall. Whether they're real or not, the cuts are definitely getting attention. The comedy group Improv Everywhere made a video recreating the Ghostbusters scene in the 42nd Street Library to raise awareness. Library advocates want New Yorkers to pick up the phone. Who are you going to call? They say 311. For WNYC, I'm Beth Fertig.